This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Hawaii next week after more than 100 people died in deadly wildfires that ravaged the Maui resort town of Lahaina last week, the White House said on Wednesday. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has opened its first disaster recovery center on Maui to help victims.
They are brick-and-mortar locations that have federal, state, nonprofit partners that will all be co-located where people can register for assistance and help get some and get additional support.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell called the center's opening an important first step. Russian airstrikes on southern Ukraine overnight damaged grain silos and warehouses at one of the Danube River points, a key facility for grain shipments, the governor of the Odessa region on the Black Sea said on Wednesday. Lesia Bakalets provides the latest from Warsaw, Poland, to Flashpoint Ukraine's Steve Miller.
The port of the Danube River was hit, and Odessa's governor, Oleg Kiper, said on Telegram that the attack damaged the port's warehouses and grain storage facilities. There are no casualties or deaths reported. According to the Reuters agency, the Ukrainian port on the Danube River continues to work after the night attack. The Ukrainian military said its air defenses destroyed 13 total drones overnight, saying Russia had used Iranian-made Shahed drones to target Odessa and Mykolaiv regions.
Find Flashpoint Ukraine online at voanews.com. At least 17 soldiers died in a militant ambush in Niger, the government said, a reminder of the deep security crisis during as the coup goes on. This is VOA News. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis has proposed that former U.S. President Donald Trump's trial on Georgia state election interference charges start on March 4, 2024, a date that would have Trump in court mid-campaign for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. Willis submitted her recommendation in a court filing on Wednesday, which also said that initial appearances for the various defendants charged in the Georgia election case should happen during the week of September 5th. Trump is set to be on trial in New York on March 25th, 2024, on separate charges of concealing a hush money payment to a porn star, a schedule that the former president is certain to raise in response to the recommended start date in Georgia. Some abortion drug restrictions in the U.S. are upheld by an appeals court in a case bound for the Supreme Court. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The ruling by three judges on the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans overturned part of a lower court ruling that revoked the FDA's approval more than two decades ago of mifepristone. But it left intact part of the ruling that would end the availability of the drug by mail and required that the drug be administered in the presence of a doctor. The Supreme Court previously intervened to keep the drug available during the legal fight. At issue is the Texas-based federal judge's April ruling revoking the drug's approval. I'm Shelley Adler.
An all-European final is set to take place at the Women's World Cup. AP correspondent Gethin Coolball reports.
England has advanced to its first Women's World Cup final with a 3-1 victory over co-host Australia and will play Spain for the title. Ella Toon scored in the 36th minute as England dominated possession in the first half. Sam Kerr's equalizer in the 63rd gave the home crowd of over 75,000 some hope, but European champion England sealed it with goals from Lauren Hemp and Alessia Russo. England and Spain will each be playing in the Women's World Cup final for the first time when they meet on Sunday in Sydney. Australia will play Sweden for third place. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The British Museum said Wednesday it had dismissed a staff member and alerted police after items from its collection were found to be missing, stolen, or damaged. The items included gold jewelry and gems of semi-precious stones and glass dating from the 15th century BC to the 19th century, it said in a statement. The museum said legal action would now be taken against the former employee, and an investigation was underway headed by the Economic Crime Unit of London's Metropolitan Police. I'm Joe Ramsey.